This is the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. It's Thursday morning, March 5th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. New York Airport News publishes major investigative report on airport governance and Delta cargo contracting. New York Airport News has published a new investigative report raising questions about Delta cargo contracting at JFK Airport and airport governance. The report details indictments for a bribery scheme involving cargo vendors and a Delta employee. A whistleblower alleges similar practices across Delta hubs. The article also explores non-aviation use of U.S. airports, highlighting governance issues in critical infrastructure management.
The law offices of James F. Aspel, PC, announced as official 2026 sponsor of Hartford Athletic. The law offices of James F. Aspel, PC, has been named the official sponsor of Hartford Athletic for the 2026 season. The Connecticut-based law firm specializing in workers' compensation and personal injury is showing its support for Hartford's professional soccer team in the USL Championship. This partnership highlights the firm's dedication to local community organizations and values of hard work and perseverance.
Polly Adams calls for total ban on congressional insider trading, demands expulsion for violators. Holly Adams, Republican candidate for Ohio's 1st Congressional District, is calling for a total ban on congressional insider trading, demanding the expulsion of violators. Adams proposed banning all members of Congress and their families from trading individual stocks, requiring assets to be placed in blind trusts, and imposing fines and forfeiture of profits for violations. She emphasized the need to restore public trust in government and vowed to introduce legislation to enforce the ban if elected.
New evidence supports proposed targeted underwater search area for MH370. New evidence supports a proposed targeted underwater search area for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, submitted by American businessman Randy Rolston. The proposal, based on a 19-page technical report, suggests a 400-square-mile search area in the Indian Ocean, 680 miles west of Coral Bay, Australia. The report highlights NASA's satellite data showing elevated carbon monoxide levels near the estimated impact zone. Rolston believes this new information warrants an independent review and a focused search effort.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.